Stricker stock picks. Centovo, stock I hold.
Yeah, Centovo, I've seen it in the last 3 years run from R3 to R4 back again, and you know, to and fro. While the company has just continued to execute a strategy, it's a logistic company, but it's not a logistic company that owns trains and buses
trucks
and it has no hard assets. It owns software, and they actually do sourcing for clients. They start as a forward booking operator. They still do that for most of their SA clients, but they've diversified. More than half of the business is offshore now. It's imports, exports. That's obviously a difficult environment. The two main markets is here and in the UK, and both of those markets have seen disruptive environment for in and out ports. So trading at a 7 price earnings now, I've seen it drop from about a 16 price earnings when I first started investing it to a 7 price earnings. So, and it's still trading around the same price when I first started looking at it. So we've seen a revaluation, and it's typically where most of the smaller mid-cap stocks in the market is trading. So not cheap relative to, you know, a lot of, but I think there's a lot of quality there and a quality management team. Very little debt. They've just concluded an acquisition post
the reporting period.
And I think they'll have a better 6 months ahead of them.
David Naspers.
Just a game changer. I think that if they get that WeChat right and the advertising continues, you're coming off a low base there. So each quarter you're going to find these kind of results.
Yeah, revenue up 24% from yoga. Slowing, but 24% numbers that most of us...
I think you're going to get a nice recovery in Tencent.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to our guests, David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities going with Naspers, Tricker Crombing from Capicraft going with Centova. More of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Till then, have a good evening. We'll be right back.